there were about nine plants, Westinghouse plants, that had the same defect that Trojan did, and that is the steam generators began to leak before their life expectancy had been reached. So the other eight plants that had that problem, they just took out the steam generators and paid $250 million and put in new ones. With Trojan, they had to face the likelihood that the plant was going to be closed anyway by citizen action. So when it came time to decide whether to spend the money and try to keep the plant going or to just give up, they gave up. But everybody else that had the same problem that didn't have a citizens' movement against them went ahead and fixed them and ran them.
Here, now, just for the record, Bechtel also was contracted to build Trojan, right?
Bechtel built the plant, the physical plant. Westinghouse built the internal components, including the steam generators, which crapped out early.
Now, this stuff is important because in the end, it turned out there were so many defects in construction. Do you have a minute to talk about?
Sure.
I mean, there were many.
Oh, yes.
In fact, even at some point when they tried to fix some, they made them worse.
The plant was built with about half the earthquake capacity that it was designed to have. And this was discovered and concealed for some period of time. And then in 1977, they owned up to it, and the plant was closed for 9 months while structural repairs were made. There was a lawsuit then between PGE and Bechtel over who was going to pay for the shutdown. And the two parties, as the case approached trial, went to the federal judge and said, what we've learned about how this plant was built should never see the light of day. And we can settle this case, but only if Your Honor signs a gag order saying that anybody that has anything to do with this case or ever learns anything about the case, any of the facts that came out in discovery in this case, if they ever tell anybody what they know, they'll go to jail for it. And that order was signed by the judge. In fact, a succession of judges signed very similar orders. So the entire file, if you go to look up PGE versus Bechtel at the federal courthouse, you'll see a file that's got about two pieces of paper in it saying none of your business. But the heart of the secret file was ultimately, some 5 years later, leaked to Lloyd Marbette. And it showed that that PGE's engineers, a firm called Priest Gowdy out of San Francisco, a world-class firm, looked at Trojan and said that basically if you sneezed, it would fall over, and that it was completely misdesigned, and so that no one could even calculate what kind of earthquake resistance it would have, but that it wouldn't be good. And so Lloyd Marbette and I went to all the various regulatory agencies and said, time to investigate the cover-up and time to investigate whether this plant is safe enough to withstand a significant earthquake. And everybody refused to look at it. And then we learned not too long thereafter that, unbeknownst to anybody at the time the plant was built, we live in the most menacing earthquake zone in the world. We have the Cascadia subduction zone just off the Oregon coast. And every 300 years or so, it gives way and gives us earthquakes as large as the planet knows how to generate.
Okay, one last question. What's the weirdest, wackiest fact or the most ironic thing about Trojan, its history, blowing it up, the fact that it's so central to The Simpsons, any of that? What's your favorite wacky Trojan fact?
When Bechtel was building Trojan, they had a great team of nuclear engineers, but they ran out of them because they were building nuclear plants all over the country. So by the time they got to Trojan, with this little backwater utility, you know, PGE, they didn't have any nuclear engineers to design or build the plant. So they turned to what in the secret testimony was called the engineering equivalent of Kelly girls. And that's who built Trojan. The first guy who was assigned the job was named Muhammad Ali, and he, got them up to the point where they're about ready to start pouring concrete. And somebody said, "By the way, can we see your earthquake calculations showing that this thing will stand up?" And he said, "Earthquake calculations?" He hadn't done any. And so he was fired, and they brought in a guy named James Edmonds, another guy from, you know, the engineering equivalent of Kelly Girls. And Edmonds designed the plant. And the when he was later questioned during the PGE Bechtel litigation, that you know, where they kept that file secret for years and years and years until it was leaked, his testimony was a great eye opener. He was asked by one of the lawyers for PGE, Mr. Edmonds, prior to designing the Trojan nuclear power plant, had you ever before designed a nuclear plant? And he said, well, no. I said, well, had you ever designed an entire structure for earthquake resistance? He said, no, I don't believe I have. Well, prior to designing the Trojan nuclear power plant, had you ever before designed an entire structure? He says, no, not an entire structure. I said, well, had you ever designed a composite wall for earthquake resistance? He said, no. He said, well, prior to designing the Trojan nuclear power plant, sir, had you ever before designed a wall? And James Edmonds said,